Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 24th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with South Carolina Headlines. Yesterday, the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control announced they're investigating 103 additional cases of the COVID-19 novel coronavirus. This brings the total number statewide to 298 cases in 34 counties. In light of the growing numbers, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster implemented a new measure that allows law enforcement to disperse groups of three or more people to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. McMaster added that the new measure does not apply to private businesses or to responsible South Carolinians making the best of their situation. During yesterday's press conference, state epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell said officials are shifting how they investigate the disease.
The acceleration phase means the need for the transition from contact investigations of each individual to prioritized investigations around those who are at highest risk of being exposed, and a broader community-focused measures as what we are doing now.
Two of the new positive cases of COVID-19 were identified on Fort Jackson. One is a soldier in training with the 3rd Battalion, 13th Infantry Regiment, and the other is an officer attending the Adjutant General Basic Officer Leader course. A spokesperson for the fort says both service members are in isolation and receiving necessary medical care. They will not return to duty until medically cleared. As businesses and employees make adjustments to their operating procedures, South Carolina schools have also made adjustments to assessment testing for upperclassmen preparing for college. South Carolina Superintendent of Education, Molly Spearman.
We'll have to work with the vendor companies, and the students may have to take the test at home. We're working those details out now, but that's a top priority for us to do everything possible for seniors and juniors to get them ready to go on to the next phase after high school.
A new ranking of state Medicaid programs puts South Carolina in the bottom 10 and almost dead last in Medicaid spending. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
The Trump administration is looking to roll out an overhaul of Medicaid, a program that is proving critical in the fight against the coronavirus. But a new report by personal finance website WalletHub shows South Carolina to be among the least flush Medicaid providers. The report ranks South Carolina 41st overall in Medicaid coverage and 49th in total spending on the program. South Carolina also ranked 43rd on spending among low-income populations. It is also one of 14 states not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. South Carolina does score well on the quality of Medicaid coverage it does provide, though, ranking 19th overall. The state also ranks 20th overall for Medicaid eligibility among pregnant women. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
In response to the challenges of COVID-19, and in accordance with Governor Henry McMaster's executive order, the South Carolina Department of Revenue is moving the due date for income tax returns and payments, originally due April 15th, to July 15th. The agency is also temporarily allowing retailers who meet certain requirements to sell sealed containers of beer and wine for curbside drive-thru pickup for off-premises consumption. Last night, the city of Greenville took additional steps designated to protect citizens and urge social distancing to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in the community. City Manager John McDonough temporarily closed Falls Park following reports of pickup basketball and volleyball games in city parks and socializing along Main Street over the weekend. As per Governor Henry McMaster's latest order for groups of three or more to disperse, the city of Greenville says people are still allowed to walk along the sidewalks and trails, but are urged to keep moving. Gas prices continue to trend downward. According to AAA Carolinas, South Carolina's 186 average is 11 cents cheaper this week, 34 cents cheaper this month, and 59 cents cheaper from this time last year. South Carolina is one of seven states in the Southeast region that carries an average below $1.90. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio. .org